Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, June 5th, 2017, More Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. Before we go to tonight's special guest speaker, I want to quickly recognize the associates on our More Success Team that Performance Club qualified for the all-expense-paid trip to Atlantis in the Bahamas. It actually starts this Wednesday, goes through Sunday, so it'll be 5 days, 4 nights, all expenses paid for, an incredible, incredible vacation. I'm going to start off with Mr. Aaron Kreps from Idaho, Amber and Damian Schieber from Idaho, Barbara and Manley Wilson from Texas, Bob and Sherry Pilcher from Kansas, Collins Phillips from Georgia, Deanne DeBell from Utah, Dave and Wendy Hall from Utah, David and Jean Peterman from Oklahoma, Mr. Harold Pinson from Oklahoma, Jeff Fowler, Oklahoma, Jeremy and Stephanie Moore, Oklahoma, Jimmy and Sherry Parrish from Alabama, Joan and Bill Buckner from New Mexico, Jocelyn Waters from Utah, John and Cheryl Ann DeGatta from Georgia, Kate and Ryan Burns from Utah, Keith and Amelia Wan from New York, Ken and Charlene Moore from Oklahoma, Kent and Darlene Tu from Idaho, Lemetria Davis from New Mexico, Leroy and Kimberly Edwards from Idaho, Linda Bowden and Alex Gardner from Arizona, Linda and Ray Rios from Arizona, Lisa Streeter from Georgia, Lynn Ball from Kansas, Lynn Harden from Oklahoma, Mark Leslie, Arizona, Millie Baker, Oklahoma, Nick Fowler, Oklahoma, Orion Parker, Utah, Randy and Patricia Moore, Oklahoma, Rex and Teresa Legale from New Mexico, Rona Unsel from Colorado, Ron and Jenny Kite from Oklahoma, Sally Gilbert, Utah, Sarah Bryan, Alabama, Sherry and Thomas Branda from Texas, Stephanie Boley, Kentucky, Tom Eaton from Georgia, and Yvette Mayo from Florida, a whopping total of about 80 people that were qualified to go on this trip. So we're very, very excited about that, and I just can't wait to see each and every one of you that are going to be on the trip. See you in Atlantis in the Bahamas this Wednesday. But now to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I'm going to go to Ada, Oklahoma. Of course, he's an original Millionaire Club member, a Platinum 5 Executive Director, $500,000 ring earner, and the Executive Vice President of Legal Shield, and that is Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore?
Yes, sir, Randy. What great to hear all those great people that have earned it. It's time they had a vacation, be fired up when they get back. You know, the last call we had was absolutely wonderful. Can you hear me okay, Randy?
Yes, sir, just fine.
Okay, I hear some feedback. You know, this next speaker, Randy, I'm telling you, this guy for a long time has earned my respect. He's very articulate. He's very sharp. He's always got a smile on his face. And he's received in 2015, he received Top Recruiter Award, 2016 Team Award, and the $200,000 ring as earned, by the way, folks, not advanced, as earned. He's consistently Performance Club qualifier. He has numerous large volume organizations, top retention, and here it goes. I could go on and on. But your friend, my friend, a real winner on the More Success Team, Mr. Alex Gardner.
Well, thank you, Mr. Moore. It's great to hear your voice, and definitely an honor to speak on this call. And that was a really great B2B call just a few minutes ago with Ms. Stephanie Moore. She knocked it out of the park, and just appreciate her so much, what she does for the team events, and, of course, Randy for the calls and the breakouts. I just have such great respect for your family and many longtime associates and leaders on the More Success Team that have been pioneers and blazed the trail and have stuck and stayed through the years to allow all of us now to experience what will be the biggest period of growth in Legal Shield history. And what a special time to be involved with this amazing business. I really have to pinch myself seeing all the upgrades and improvements the company has made the last few years. Just the other day, another big one, a tool added to our back office you may have seen that allows us to enroll someone over the phone. A few weeks ago, they added a digital will questionnaire to the members-only mobile app. This time last year was the official launch of the new Prospect by Legal Shield app powered by RapidFunnel, which is a tool that's another tool helping associates, you know, expand their prospect pipelines and give us videos we can play on our phone or text or email to someone, a link to a video, even when we're out and about and not in front of our computer. That said, it's just another exposure tool, right, that we need to make sure we never lose the personal touch in our business. We still need to make a personal connection with each person first and pique their interest about our benefits or the opportunity. We still want to follow up with that personal touch between any emails or texts we're sending to prospects, whether we like to lead with the opportunity or lead with the membership that can also over time create a pipeline for the opportunity. We need to be exposing new people every day and following up with that personal touch. I think mixing high tech and high touch and allowing someone to join or buy when they're ready, that's a combination that's proven to work in this era, the 21st century, and we know we have more tools than ever at our fingertips to help us create that ideal buying environment for our prospects that need help absorbing the information over some time. So with so many great third-party tools at our disposal, the only thing we really need to initially become good at is piquing someone's curiosity, you know, creating some genuine interest or intrigue. So when you have a conversation with someone, they'll likely at some point ask what you do for work or what your occupation is or what you do for a living or what you've been up to if it's someone you already know and you bump into. Think of something you can say that's comfortable and natural for you to say, but also create some intrigue or curiosity. And so you can have some trial and error until you find something that really works for you and your personality. For example, you could say, you know, I'm still working down at the medical office, but what I've really enjoyed is the work I'm doing with Legal Shield. Or what I'm really passionate about is helping people access the legal system. Or what I'm really passionate about is working with identity theft. Become a master at piquing curiosity, and people will be start asking you about it and trying to pull information out of you rather than hitting them over the head with a fact axe or vomiting information all over them like a lot of us did when we were new. Then you can give them just enough information to be interested to look at some information, and that's where we can start using the tools to begin that exposure process. I mean, I'm excited about the high-tech tools we now have, but tools alone will not drive our business. This is a people business, and your team members need to see the big picture to stick and stay. And as I began my 16th year building this business, I spent some time reflecting on why I knew that this was what I wanted to do for my life's work. And I think there's a lot of elements that make Legal Shield extremely unique and rare in business. You know, one-of-a-kind products, one-of-a-kind compensation plan, 45-year-old rock-solid company with a wide-open market and very little competition. That was enough to get me started on a part-time basis with the company. But there's another very special piece that may not be quite as obvious that I believe if more people knew was here and were able to experience it, if we made it a priority to cover this factor with our prospective business partners and our team, I think more people would join us, more associates would engage, more associates would be inspired to make their Legal Shield business a priority, and more associates and members would stick and stay for decades. You see, when I was first recruited into Legal Shield, I was making good money. I had a lot of perks. Life was pretty good. But there was something missing for the ultimate career path, for what I envisioned for my life's work. I really dreamed of work I could be passionate about. I wanted something with purpose, that if I was going to spend a good part of every day working, I really longed to find something that was not only paying my bills, but also something I truly believed in. Many people I knew that were making a lot of money weren't necessarily doing so for the greater good of humanity, right? More of just something they did to pay their bills. And a lot of people I knew that were actually doing what they believed in, were passionate about, typically weren't paid very well for their efforts. I wanted to find something with both, and I'm so thankful I found it with Legal Shield. I call it the business that pays you like the most lucrative for-profit with the rewarding aspect of a nonprofit. But I didn't truly realize this element of Legal Shield until several months into the business when most people would have already quit. So how can we bring this piece to the forefront to not only attract more of the right people, but also help them stick and stay? You see, many people wish they would get started, wish they would do more, wish they were more consistent with their Legal Shield business. But a wish is something I hope to do, while a mission is something I have to do and therefore make it a priority. You'll find there are a lot of variety and diversity in the Legal Shield family, how associates think act, what part of the wheel they focus on, different personalities and leadership styles. But I found there's one common thread that you find in virtually all associates that have stuck and stayed for a long period of time that I feel makes us all like-minded, almost kindred spirits, so to speak, is we all have a bulletproof conviction in the cause of this company. It's what gets us out of bed in the morning and makes what we do very special, worthwhile, and rewarding. The definition of a cause is a principle, aim, or movement that because of a deep commitment, one is prepared to defend or advocate. So with that definition in mind, do you think the Legal Shield cause, the Legal Shield mission, Legal Shield movement is in you to the point that you would defend it? And it's okay if it's not quite there. Again, it took a while for me to grasp it because it wasn't verbalized to me right away or presented to me in writing. And I'm so glad Mr. Bellis brought the company mission and vision back to the forefront of the business. Our team states our cause this way: to protect all Americans from injustice, making equal justice for all a reality for everyone. And our vision is to protect the rights and identities of every American. And we believe that like-minded people on a mission can make history. I think this factor of our business is too important, too special, too powerful to not have and keep at the forefront of our business. I believe more associates would get started, would make this business, you know, a priority and stick with it if they knew what a special mission and movement they could be a part of with Legal Shield. So we are now verbalizing this more in our conference calls and trainings and every recruiting presentation our team does. We are encouraging our team leaders to make a point to lead with and really stress our purpose more than ever, because I believe when someone becomes aware of our mission, purpose, and vision, it instantly creates more respect for our business. People don't just buy what we're selling, they buy what we believe, why we exist, and where we're going. Think about it. Legal Shield was founded for a noble cause, to help prevent injustice, one household at a time. So don't keep that a secret. I think Simon Sinek, author of Start With Why, said it very well in his TED Talk. He said, most people don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it. Meaning, if we can find a way to start our presentation touching briefly on our belief about why Legal Shield exists, or why working for them inspires us in a way that connects with our prospect, before covering the facts of our business or our benefits, we'll connect with more people than ever and our ratios will increase. So what are some ways we can increase our understanding of the company mission and really start to bring it more to life in our business? Well, first we can learn the mission and vision and speak it over our business, our associate prospects, and our team. We can use our legal and IDTF memberships as often as we can to realize the value and more ways that it can benefit others. Every time I use it, I have a renewed belief in our service and in our mission and what we provide. We can plug into events like this weekly team call, the leadership call, weekly briefings, and any other event where associates get together that believe in our mission or are sharing real-life testimonials. It will fuel your business and your team. We can find out when our provider law firm is having their next associate-only open house and make it a priority to go, even if it's a long drive. The first one I went to was several hours away, and meet your service providers and hear firsthand how and why they do what they do for our members every day. Also, be sure to attend any Super Saturdays or regional events where the provider attorneys are going to speak, as they often have powerful firsthand testimonials to share. We also want to be sure to attend any event or call where our visionary CEO is going to speak. He oozes our mission, purpose, and vision and articulates it as well as anyone I've heard. We can also go to identitytheftvideos.com and watch. There's a library of real-life ID theft news clips and really see the injustices that are happening to millions of people right now with the ID theft epidemic. Watch those videos, and you will be on a mission to start doing something about it. We want to be sure to attend major events for Kroll speaking and hear amazing firsthand examples of what the licensed fraud investigators are doing to protect our ID Shield members. We definitely want to make it a priority to attend the national convention. Almost everything I've talked about you can find right there in one place. Another thing I highly recommend doing is reading the autobiography of our late founder, Mr. Harlan Stonecipher. When I first learned what Mr. Stonecipher went through in the early days for this company to even exist for us today, it was and still is very difficult to fathom. Imagine going out during the day and not only selling memberships and recruiting and setting up employee benefit accounts, but also being the provider attorney representative setting up the network. And then spending each evening selling stock across the kitchen table to the townspeople to keep the company going. That's what Mr. Stonecipher did day after day, week after week. He was on a mission. He was all in. He did whatever it took for as long as it took to advance his vision of our mission and purpose. In order to meet payroll and pay commissions during a very difficult stretch, he and his wife Shirley even sold their furniture and mortgaged everything they had to keep their word and keep the business afloat so that millions of lives could one day be better off. In the book, you'll also learn that Mr. Stonecipher particularly relished associate success stories of those who had to overcome odds or adversities but still found success in Legal Shield. He championed the underdog since he could relate to them and, you know, from personally overcoming great odds. So that's what our company was founded on, and the underdog continues to win big in our company today. I truly believe that when an associate learns about what our founder sacrificed to create from scratch what we could easily take for granted today, there is instantly more respect and value for what we have. More respect for the company, more respect for our memberships, more respect for our opportunity, and really puts the minor day-to-day challenges we go through building our business in perspective. Now, keep in mind, back two or three decades ago when, you know, legends like, you know, Mr. Moore and Wilburn Smith and, you know, Linda Bowden and Millie Baker and Yvette Mayo were working full-time to pioneer this great company, they didn't have nice brochures. They didn't have websites or flip charts or DVDs or back offices and definitely didn't have mobile apps. But they had something that no tool could ever give them. They had and still have the mission inside of them. And that's what started this company. That's what's fueled this to a $500 million a year company, and I believe that's what's going to drive us to $1 billion a year and beyond as we fulfill Mr. Stonecipher's mission to protect and empower the masses and create more millionaires than any company ever has while we're at it. And, you know, lastly, tonight I thought that I would share something that I hadn't shared it in a while for maybe some newer team members that happen to be sports fans on the call, it might appreciate, is it was my childhood dream to become a professional athlete. And when I started working with Linda, I shared this with her one day, and she said, Legal Shield is your pro sport. I thought about it, and I was like, you know, it is, isn't it? And so I've come up with the 10 reasons Legal Shield is the best pro sport. So here we go. Number 10, in Legal Shield, everyone can earn a professional paycheck, and nobody gets cut from the team. Number 9, there's no salary cap. Okay, so really what that means is you could earn, in a sense, as much or more than your favorite player. Number 8, we get to choose the climate we live in the city we play for. Number 7, we can choose our position, and everyone can be a starter and play every minute of the fourth quarter. Number 6, many of the coaches in our sport are still active players. One of my favorite things about the old days when there was the player coaches. Number 5, there's no limit to the size of our team roster. There's been leaders that have built their teams to hundreds of thousands of people. Number 4, we can earn bonuses when our teammates perform well. Think about that one for a second. Number 3, we could be mentored by the best in our sport. Number 2, championship rings can be earned any time of the year. And number 1, there's no preseason or off-season. Every day is game day. So let's keep having fun and enjoying the process. Let's keep helping people, getting paid a lot of money for doing what we do. And most of all, let's keep living and spreading the worthwhile mission and cause that Mr. Stonecipher so thoughtfully started over 45 years ago. And the best is truly yet to come. So, with that, Mr. Moore, thank you again for the opportunity to speak for a few minutes tonight. And at this time, I'll turn the call back over to you. I don't know if there's someone that might have a question. If so, I'd be happy to answer any questions anyone has out there.
Alex, that is great. I thought Randy was going to pick up there. He probably got himself muted out. That was great, man. I was here just soaking in every single word of it. We'll see if Randy's back. I'm sure some people would like to ask you some questions tonight. Randy? Randy? Alex, are you still there?
Can you hear me, Miss?
I can hear you now. I can hear you now.
Okay. Alex, can you hear me?
I can.
All right, Alex, I apologize. I went to hit my phone, and I guess the time ran out on the battery, went dead, and I had to call back in on a different phone. I do apologize for that.
You're fine.
I do want to let you know how much we appreciate you. You and Linda have always led by example. Can you just sort of tell everybody from your perspective how important it is? I know you guys are going to be on this Atlantis trip. You win every trip, it seems like. You're always in Performance Club. How important, we've got some brand new people on this call tonight, and I think they really need to hear this from somebody who's been in the business as long as you have, as you're building your team. How important is it to be in Performance Club on a consistent basis?
Well, I think it's important not only for you in building a business, because I think if you're consistent and you're consistently building that business, that you're making progress, and you need to see that you're making progress, and you can build something that's really special over time, but you need to be consistently adding to that and build it. This is a real business. So I think it's a good marker to show that you're making progress, and it's something that can shoot for. I also really like that the way they've designed it now, that there's different kind of levels of production. So some people that want to kind of shoot for that cash bonus every month and make sure they're at least getting that every month, the $120 in new business. I love how they have that set up now for not only brand new members, but also really incentivize upgrades and add-ons. And I found myself focusing more, allowing myself to focus more in that way, is finding ways to reach out and interact with, current members and let them know about, the new, if I hadn't already, the new ID Shield plan that came out 2 years ago, and we're having a lot of people that are upgrading to the $995 plan for a couple or a family up to the $1,995 plan. Now, that's another 10 points. And so there's all these different ways, and, business plans become more valuable, and recruits are, 40 points now for, just that associate agreement, not to mention their membership. And then you help them get started, help them write their first piece of business, you get 20 more points, and 20 more points for helping them, fast start qualify or level up within 20 days. So the points just start multiplying if you're adding to your business and growing your business. So I think number one, it's really important and good to have that marker, that bar to shoot for each month for yourself. And secondly, I think if you're trying to build a team, how can you expect your team to do something that you're not doing? So I think the first step in being a team leader is leading by example and being in Performance Club, and then you have a lot better opportunity to find people over time that are willing to do what you did, and you can show them how you did that. And the rewards have never been bigger with not only the cash bonuses, which they've increased, especially during that first year. I think it's $450 you can earn throughout that first 12 months, 3, 6, and 9 month points, and then now they've increased it where it goes up after, to $300, $400, and then $500 a month, and now quarterly trips, so anytime you want to average, turn the heat on a little more and be a little more serious about your business, then if you average $240 in new business each month, 240 points a month, then you're on pace to get that quarterly trip, that all-expenses-paid trip for two for that calendar quarter. So I can't say enough about Performance Club. It's amazing the way it was before. I've had countless people say, I can't believe, I don't know how the company can afford to do this for this relatively little amount of business that someone's bringing each month. I said, well, they've been doing it for 15 years, and now they go and increase it even more with the cash bonuses and go from one trip a year for 15 years to now four trips a year that we now have the ability to earn. So I think it can really not only drive your personal business, but as a team builder and a leader, it can really drive your team through that program as well.
Well, I appreciate those comments. And as Mr. Wilbur Smith used to say, it just gets gooder and gooder.
That's right. I find myself saying that a lot. Yeah.
I've got another question from a $100,000 ringer in the state of Idaho. That's Mr. Damien Schieber. Damien, are you on?
I am. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
All right. Well, Alex, always appreciate you, sir. Do a phenomenal job. And you know, the question I had is, you know, there are always people that are in momentum and making great things happen, and then there are people at different phases in their business. Maybe they hit a rough spot, a plateau, can't quite figure out how to get to the next level in terms of production or things like that. And I don't know if you've ever actually hit a plateau yourself. It seems like you've never hit one. I don't know if that's true or not, but it seems like you've never hit one. But I know you've had people on your team that have experienced that thing, and so you've had definitely a firsthand view of it if you've never experienced it yourself. But what's the number one thing that you wish you had known then that you know now that we can help our associates with? Hopefully that
question
makes sense. Great
question. Great question. I have hit the plateau several throughout my career, and I think the biggest thing that I would have liked to know early on is what it really takes to launch your business. You know, I thought once I really got started that I, you know, launched it. But to just the analogy, the best analogy I've heard is really it's like, you know, how much energy it takes a space shuttle to get off the ground. That's really to launch any kind of a business. There's you want a compression of time and massive energy put into that to get it off the ground to start. And if you think about a space shuttle, how much all that fuel that's coming out, and it doesn't even move for several seconds while that. So it's kind of like when you're launching your business, you think it's like watching water boil. You don't think anything's happening, but you need to put a compression of time and energy, put a lot of activity, you know, at the very beginning when you really decide you want to launch your business. And then, but what happens to a space shuttle? Once you get it launched, it's in orbit. You know what I mean? Then it almost seems effortless to kind of keep that going, or a lot less effort once that's going. And so I think the biggest thing that really helped me launch it and I hit a plateau was trying to get to, you know, executive director when it was 75 sales a month and I was, you know, in my sixth, seventh, eighth month in the business. Ninth month, I was, you know, right at 25 or 30 or, you know, 40, and I just couldn't figure out how to do that. And then I went to the national conference, and they really challenged us to commit to do a lot of activity. Basically, they said, if you're part-time, commit to do 25 sit-downs over the next 30 days. If you're full-time, commit to do 50. Well, I was only part-time. I only had, you know, 10 or, you know, 20 hours that I was carving out of an already busy schedule, but I was very serious about my business, and so I was a little crazy, and I committed to 50. Well, and what that did was it actually got me, that's where I feel like I really launched my business, was in my 11th month of committing to do that kind of an activity in a short amount of time. And if you know anything about me, when I commit to do something, consider it done. You know, it's going to happen one way or another, and it wasn't easy to do that, but 30 days later, you know, I did 51, you know, sit-downs, wrote 26, you know, personal memberships, recruited several people, and, you know, went executive director for the first time. And so that was definitely an example where I had hit a plateau for several months in a row, and it was that massive amount of activity that I committed to really stretch and get to the next level.
Awesome, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Damien. I appreciate that. Alex, I just want to tell you once again in front of everybody how much we appreciate you on this team, how you your leadership just seems like it gets stronger and stronger. Your training gets better and better. And I appreciate you and Linda all these years, how you stuck and stayed, and how you've always been there to have our back. And we just want to tell you how much we appreciate you and look forward to spending some time with you in the Bahamas this week.
Likewise. My pleasure. Thanks for having me tonight.
You bet. And with that, I'm going to turn the call back over to Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore?
Randy, what an outstanding job he did, as I fully expected he always does. Thank you so much, Alex, for what you did. Well, folks, it's time to wrap it up one more time and get out there and make things happen. For you that's going on the trip, we wish you the best of luck. For us to stand here, we're going to get out there and and get with it. So God bless you. God first, family second, Legal Shield third. God bless you and good night.
Good night, everyone.